What are some misnomers, common mistakes that parents make when it comes to talking to their kids about these kind of events?
Well, I think one is that they tell them too much, because we forget what it feels like to be an 8 or 9 year old and how frightening some of these details can be. So it may be that you need to turn off the news in the car or turn off the news at home so that they're not hearing details that they really can't put in context. So that's one of them. I think another one is some parents try to ignore that it happened because they don't feel comfortable in talking about it. And by ignoring it, if your kids know what happened and they're hearing about it at school and they come home and they express some sort of need to talk about it or ask a question about it, you shut that down, that provides even more insecurity for them rather than just addressing it with confidence and with compassion, and also with, you know, always reassuring, we're making sure you're safe, because that's what, even as adults, that's what we thought right after 9/11 was, am I safe? And that's what your kids are thinking now when they go to school. Could this happen at my school? Am I safe? How do I know that this isn't going to happen? So I think you need to provide that opportunity to talk through this, and also to ask them questions and give them a chance to express what they're feeling.